go directly to Professor Lyle White so we could get the most out of our discussion of emerging economies in Latin America this morning. Good morning, Prof. Welcome back. I can't believe Brazil is starting first before us.
Can you believe it? The vaccination rollout has started in Brazil, Rufilo, and it's great excitement around that. Brazil had a late start to this vaccination campaign, as you know, lagging all the other Latin American countries or its peers, including Argentina and Mexico. São Paulo, that's the state that it's going to be starting in, which they sponsored the only shot available in the country, for now that is leading the charge. They're giving out almost 25,000 doses in the 5 days, or they have in the 5 days since the health regulator cleared the two vaccines for emergency. Those two are China's Sinovac biotech and the booster from AstraZeneca and Oxford. The campaign started with 6 million doses, and the government says it has 354 million vaccines to be deployed in 2021. What is interesting and what we can learn from the Brazilians is their public health care system is widely expected to be prepared for the challenge of mass COVID vaccinations. The system is decentralized, importantly, and carries out several successful vaccination campaigns each year with about 20 different types of shots offered free of charge through 35,000 outposts across the nation. That's quite something in Brazil.
That is something. It's interesting that their responses, I thought their health system was under pressure. Or was that more just because of Bolsonaro's kind of resistance to science?
I think their health system is always or is somewhat under pressure. But as always with these institutions, politics interferes and cripples these systems yet further. So now that it's been unlocked slightly, you can see that their public systems and their public institutions are a little bit stronger than what we might have expected. And that's been Brazil, which is quite interesting because it's obviously a country that is about more than five times the size of South Africa.
So. Now, in staying there, former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has caught COVID-19. What was he doing with Oliver Stone?
Yeah, so Oliver Stone obviously is a strong supporter of Lula, and he makes a number of documentaries. Lula actually tested positive for coronavirus when visiting Cuba a few weeks ago when he was visiting with Oliver Stone. Lula, as we know, is 75 years old, so he is in that red zone of COVID-19. They detected lesions on his lungs associated with COVID-19, but in a statement from his office, they said he was not admitted to hospital. His recovery was, to quote them, excellent. So that's good news for the supporters of Lula da Silva.
Quite right. Biden is halting the building of the big wall, the one that never actually happened.
Yeah, this is obviously a
between
very
between US and Mexico.
Following the inauguration, Mexico hailed US President Joe Biden's order to halt the construction of Donald Trump's wall, let's call it that, along the US-Mexican border, as well as a whole bunch of other immigration-linked reforms. There's one which is called DACA, which is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which is to regularize the immigration status of young people who arrive illegally as children, which Trump tried to shut down. That's all been lifted. Biden has issued a huge number of executive orders on assuming office, which is many of which has to deal with Mexico and its neighbors in North America.
Also making sure he's creating a path to citizenship beyond just dreamers, which is quite interesting. Elon Musk, he's so busy. He's bringing satellite internet to Latin America. What's the end game here?
And on following this story, Rufilo, I was just thinking about how terribly necessary this is in Africa, in places that have not got access to this. Now, his Starlink project, which is one of Elon Musk's great projects, aims to bring satellite internet to Latin America and has already received authorization to start operating in Argentina. To achieve connectivity and internet access in places where there is none, it is intended to use a network of more than 42,000 satellites. I saw this morning he's just launched another 100 or so satellites, which is incredible. It's starting in Chile and Argentina. It's been tested in the United States and Canada. SpaceX, his other massive project, has already launched 960 mini satellites into orbit and plans to build 4,400 more. And Musk says it takes between 400 and 800 satellites to get minimum coverage of high-speed internet access. The purpose is that fast internet can be provided to remote places with very little connectivity on Earth, exactly precisely what we need across the African continent.
It certainly is. I'm sorry that we aren't able to get to the love story. We are out of time, Prof. But I can imagine the idea of record divorces during, not so much COVID, imagine, as much as lockdown.
Just imagine being locked down with your partner for a period of 6 months, and you can just picture the story of 44,000 divorces in Brazil in the second half of 2020. Let's just leave it at that.
All right, that's quite a big deal. Thank you so much, Prof. Lyle White. Always a pleasure from Johannesburg Business School, giving us that perspective on Latin America. Always like the most thorough ever. Let me know if you're seeing that amongst your friends or even in your own circumstances. I'm seeing a lot of proposals at the end of lockdown. Friends of mine got engaged over the weekend. Let me know, 0725671567.